I'm on.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's stand and sing "There is Joy in the Lord." We'll start with that. Open our service. All set. Turn and greet one another this morning. Welcome to worship. Good to see you all here today. We are blessed with having Courtney Johnson with us today. Courtney, if you'd come up, and she's going to share a little bit about her experience with YWAM and what God is calling her to do So we're just going to take a few moments. We've got some pictures, and let's welcome Courtney, please.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, before I start talking, I have a few pictures that I just want to show you guys. My DTS was really small, so this is all of us students. There's only eight of us. Two, four, six. Well, and then one of them ended up having to go home in the middle, so seven towards the end. So that's us students. And then there's one. Okay, so when I went on outreach, I went to Bosnia for the most part, and this is like what most of the city looked like. So just to give you guys kind of an idea, because it's just, they had a civil war about 20 years ago, and everything is still pretty run down from that. So there's buildings like this all over the place, and it's just kind of a really oppressive and like sad kind of feel to the city because of that. So, this is in Croatia. We went to Croatia for about 2 weeks. We got to go sailing with the YWAMers that live there. They're trying to start a sailing DTS. And so we got to go out with them, and that was a lot of fun. I'm actually going to tell you a story about Croatia. I don't have a picture of the place with me, but I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about this one ministry that we did when we were on outreach. In Croatia, we went to the city called Split and did this street ministry with one of the local pastors. So they came and they like set up this little booth, and they had all these like different tracks that were in Croatian and stuff like that. And so we didn't speak Croatian, so we couldn't talk to the people. But they brought a soccer ball, so a bunch of the boys on my team were playing soccer with little kids around on the street. And they brought a guitar, and one of the leaders of my team was playing guitar. And we were just trying to make like a big scene and just attract attention and people. And so Aaliyah, the other girl on my team, and I were making balloon animals. And so we were just handing them out to kids as they walked by. And a lot of kids wouldn't take them because they thought they'd have to pay for them. So trying to explain in English, no, you can take it, it's free, is not as easy as it would sound. But we were making these balloon animals, and there was this one little boy that came up with his mom, and he was in a wheelchair, and he had cerebral palsy. And as soon as he came up, I just felt God say, go get that boy a balloon animal. And instantly I started making excuses, which is ridiculous, because I just had to go give him a balloon animal. But I was like, oh, but I have to walk all the way over there, and I'm going to walk in front of people, and it's just, I don't want to do it. And God was like, just go give him the balloon animal. So I walked over, and I did. And I just stood in front of him. He didn't even look up at me. I didn't look at his mom. I just held out the balloon animal to him, and he just took it in between his hands. And this little smile just started creeping across his face, and I was like, okay, there we go, that was worth it. My job is done. So I turned around and I walked back to where we were making the balloon animals. And I just turned around one more time to glance back at him and see what he was doing. And he had the balloon animal in both of his hands, true Lion King fashion, just lifted up above his head. I cannot explain the look of just joy and just like raw love on his face, and he was just so excited about this balloon animal. And in that moment, God just spoke to my heart, and he said, that's how I feel about you. And I just started crying, and it was in the middle of the street, just a mess. But God just said, that's how I feel about you and every other person on this planet, and I want you to show them what that looks like and what that feels like. And so that was a big turning point for me in outreach, because before then we'd done like all of these little projects, like we picked up trash a lot of places and just other stuff like that. And I always felt like everything we were doing was so small. And I was like, we're picking up this trash, but it's just gonna get dirty again. I'm like, it's pointless to me. And then in that moment, it finally clicked. And I was like, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to love people and show them how much they are loved by their heavenly Savior. So that was like one of the biggest things that I learned during outreach, the outreach part of my DTS. And I have a ton of other stories and other things that God spoke to me during the whole experience. But instead of talking for about 5 hours, we'll only try to talk for about 5 minutes. So I'll just stop there. But I think there's a few more pictures that I wanted to show you guys, just to give you an idea. This is the city of Sarajevo in Bosnia. It's where we spent most of our time. during outreach. And then there's one more picture. So this is in Switzerland, and this is one of the ski resorts that we get to ski at as students at YOM DeVos. Yeah, this is the biggest one, and so that's the Swiss Alps, and they're pretty great. They're gorgeous. Yeah, and so now I've been home for about 6 weeks, and I have about another 5 weeks left at home. And on October 28th, I'm planning on flying back to Davos in Switzerland to work as a staff member at the base that I just did my DTS at. And I'm super excited to go back because I know how much God changed my life during my DTS, and I'm so excited for him to do that with other students, and I can't wait to just see how he's going to work in their lives, and that just, it gets me so excited. Yeah, so I can't wait to go back. But yeah, I just, right now, am at home for the next 5 weeks, I guess, and just working on raising money, because that's the thing with YOM is everybody that works with YOM raises their own support. And so that's no different for Lauren Cunningham, the founder, and that's no different for me. So right now I'm working on raising money, which breaks down to, I need about $15,000 for the year, because it's a year commitment, which breaks down to about $1,200 a month. So I sent out some support letters. I think some of you guys might have gotten them. If you're interested in looking at that like support letter or newsletter, I have a couple copies with me in the back. And I also have a brochure, just like four copies because my printer got jammed this morning. But if you want to just learn a little bit more about what YOM DeVos is about and what YOM as an international organization is about, that talks a little bit more about that, and that just is a little bit more specific on what my personal support needs are. So I would just really ask you guys to pray about it, and if God is putting it on your heart to join me and support me with money, that'd be awesome. And if not, that's totally okay, and I just want to invite you to join me in prayer. And just, that was another big thing that we learned on outreach, is that prayer makes a difference. And so I just want to ask you guys to join me as I go back. And if you want, I'm going to have a paper in the back. You can sign up for quarterly newsletters that I'm going to send out through email. And I also have a blog that you guys can follow, too. That'll just keep you a little bit more updated if you're interested. So thank you guys for letting me come and share. And if you would like to talk or have any more questions about what YOM does and what a DTS really looks like, I'm going to stick around a little bit. I'm just sitting in the back. So if you want to talk after the service, I would love to do that. So thanks, guys.
Thank you, Courtney. Awesome. Let's just take a moment. Let's pray for Courtney right now before we go any further into the service. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning, God. We thank you for bringing Courtney here today, Lord, and we just ask that you would just speak to her heart, Lord, and encourage her. Bless her, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'd prepare work in advance as you say you do for us, Lord. Pray that you'd guide her, Lord Jesus, and bless her ministry. I thank you, Lord, for her heart for you and for just sharing the love of Jesus with those around her, Lord. Father, I pray that you prepare the way in. We pray, Lord, also for the financial needs, Lord Jesus. You know, God, that is part of the need, Lord, that is for any of us, Lord. And we just pray right now that you would provide that. We pray for those here, Lord, those who are even not here, Lord, that you would just prompt them, Lord, to give if they are to give. And Father, help us to be mindful to pray for Courtney and encourage her. We pray that you'd guide us and just bless us, Lord, as fellow children of God, as we are family. We pray that you'd just guide us, Lord, that we could just be blessed to be a part of this ministry that you've called Courtney to today. We ask this now in your name. Amen. And Courtney, if you need more copies, just let me know. We'll print them off here. So if you need more stuff, just please let me know. Thank you. Well, I'm just going to continue with a few announcements before we continue on with worship. This Wednesday, September 23rd, is See You at the Pole. So please meet at the flagpole on the north side of the school. That is at 7:45 for a time of prayer. I never get to make that because now I'm driving school bus again. Unless you're still praying when I get there, I'll run out of the bus after I stop it. Yeah, make sure the kids are safe. I've almost done that before. So that's Wednesday at 7:45. Committee meetings will also be held next Sunday. Is that right? Did I read that? Is next Sunday the last Sunday? Sure it is. Oh, my goodness. Yep, committee meetings are next Sunday at 9 o'clock. So if you're on a committee, please meet here at the church at 9. And also, there is the 15th Annual Apple Dumpling Day, and that'll be a dinner. That'll be held today at the station in Halleck. That starts at 11:30, and you'll see the menu there. Also, our quarterly meeting is October 11th. We set it for that time at 9 o'clock, and this meeting is for everyone. So please come and join us. We are also going to have new members Sunday, that Sunday. So if you are interested in membership, please get a hold of me. I've had five so far that have talked to me about membership. So we're going to be getting together with the ones that have already spoke to me. We're going to have a class, spend some time together before October 11th. Okay, also, as you see, there's that four-part seminar to learn biblical tools on peacemaking at Hope Covenant. That is for all women, and that is October 23rd through the 24th. Also on October 24th, Julie and I will be gone that weekend for a wedding, but there is going to be a talent show, fun night, and a potluck meal. That's Saturday, and that'll be at 6 o'clock on October 24th. So if you would like to volunteer your talents, your skills, anything that you would like to, please let John Urkus know. And also, I would like to thank all of you that helped in so many ways with cleanup yesterday. It's like I call it washing feet. So just a huge blessing to see so much work that went on in this community and so many people that just gave and gave and gave. So thank you. You know who you are. And I'll leave it at that. Any other announcements this morning? Sue. Oh, no. I got to have breakfast at Perkins. No, it was a blessing. Thank you. Seems like I'm forgetting something. We haven't rescheduled our quarterly worship either. We canceled it because of so many people that were gone and to the state fair for the horse event, and we need to pray for all those with horses, don't we? That they sent people home early. So there was an outbreak of, what was it, John?
Equine herpes virus.
Equine herpes virus, yeah. So they sent all...
At this point, it's not confirmed with an actual
okay. Right, and that's how many horses would that involve?
640 horses.
And that's something, 640 horses. So it could be very serious, and we need to pray God's protection over those precious animals that God has blessed us with and all the families that are caring for them as well. Okay, anything else this morning? Okay. Scripture and prayer. Faye, wish you would come up, please.
I'm reading from John chapter 13, verses 2 through 11. During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, he got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, not all of you are clean. Okay, I have any prayer requests? John? Okay, anyone else? Renee?
For the lukewarm believer.
Okay. Julie? Lisa?
Pray for Annie Olsnowski, for them, and for Jim Jackson.
John?
Can you lift up Heather Hanson?
Heather, okay. And she's having a C-section this week? Is that what came on the...
That's what word is.
Okay. Thursday? Okay. Got him. Okay, Jody?
Ricky Lawrence, the fellow from Greenbush that we've been training for with cancer, that's had his PET scan on Friday and is waiting for the results. He's been so blessed.
Okay. Okay, any other prayer requests? Bob?
Julie's mom is in the hospital.
Okay. Okay, Galen? Okay. John? Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Ella? Okay, anyone else? I had talked to Carla Olson yesterday, and she told me that her sister Carol's husband, Garrett, was diagnosed with AML, leukemia, and it's spread now into his brain, too, so I'm going to put him in the prayer list also. And they live in Minneapolis. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to be together, to worship you and praise you, Lord, and thank you for this beautiful weather you've given us, Lord. You've just blessed us so much in many ways. Lord, we just also just thank you for the new babies that we've had, Lord, with Nicole Thompson's and with Lauren Volts. Lord, we just thank you so much for the babies and the healthy moms. Just pray that you'll bless their families and guide them, Lord, through the new adjustments. Lord, we also just pray for Heather, Lord, as she's coming up having her C-section this week, Thursday. We just pray that things will go well, Lord. We just thank you so much that she's been able to rest and the babies have been growing and being healthy, and we just praise you for that. Lord, we also pray for May Glad's family with the loss of May. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with the family and they'll feel your presence near them and just be with those that are doing the service. Lord, we also just pray for safety for all of those that are in the harvest, Lord, in the next couple of months. Now it's going to be a lot of time on the road and a lot of people without much sleep, and we just pray for safety for all of them. And Lord, we just also pray for the lukewarm believers, Lord. We just pray that they will come to know you and really realize how much you love them, that they will surrender their lives to you fully, Lord, in everything. Help them to trust you and just help them to be filled with your love and your excitement that you have for them, Lord. We just know that you love all of us so much, and we pray that everyone will come to worship you and serve you and just surrender, Lord. Lord, we also just pray for the illnesses, Lord, on our list too, Lord. We just pray for Whitney's little guy, Easton, Lord. He's on the way to the cities. And Lord, we just pray for wisdom for the doctors and all the tests that they're going to be doing, Lord. We just pray that they will find out so that whatever's going on so that they can help him. I just pray for strength for Whitney and the families, Lord. I just know they're worried and concerned, and Lord, I just pray that they will just give it to you and just turn to you, Lord, for strength and comfort and trust you to be in control of it all. Lord, we just also pray for Randy, Lord, as he's not feeling good. I just pray for someone to be able to find out why he's having the dizziness. I just pray that you'll give the doctors wisdom, help Randy to be safe, Lord, and just we also just pray for a total healing, whatever's going on. We just pray it is nothing to worry about at all. And Lord, we just pray for those with cancer. Lord, we pray for Andy Olshanowski, Jenny Iverson, Ricky Lawrenson, and Garrett Rasmussen. Lord, we just pray for wisdom for all of the people that are involved in their care. We pray for strength and comfort for their family, Lord, and encouragement, knowing that you can touch them and that you can heal them, Lord. And we just pray that they'll just turn their lives to you and just trust you in every circumstance with them and with their families, Lord, because everyone has someone that love them. And we just pray that they will also be comforted from you too, Lord, and given encouragement and strength. Lord, we just pray for Lorraine, Lord, as she's in the hospital. We just pray for total healing, Lord, for whatever's going on with her. I just pray that you'll encourage her, give her strength, and just be with Sheldon too, Lord, and their families. Lord, we just also pray for Ella, Lord, who is having trouble eating. Lord, you know why she's having trouble, and I just pray that that will be healed. I pray that you'll just encourage her and the family. Just give doctors wisdom also, Lord, and we just pray that you'll touch her. Lord, we just thank you so much again for this opportunity just to learn about you and to love you, and we just pray that you'll be with us now the rest of the service and guide us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you, Faye. We are going to, I guess before we go any further, we still have our dollar club box. That's one on the left back there, as I'm standing looking at it. If you want to be a part of that, the thought behind it is to bring a dollar, if you have a dollar, and put it in the box, and it'll be used to bless others with benevolent money as needed. So, and also the prayer request box is on the right. And Calvin and Monica's is in the back. And our mission can is up here for the kids. So many opportunities to give and to bless others. So if the ushers could come forward for the offering, and then praise team, if you'd come up. We're going to sing a song, I think, unless we have special music. We don't, do we? No. We're going to be singing It Is You, so please sing along with us too. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for today. God, we thank you for every opportunity that you give us to be a part of whatever ministry you call us to, Lord, whether it's by giving, whether it's by praying, or Lord, whether it's by both, or whether it's by serving, Lord. There's so many opportunities. And Father, I pray that you'd reveal to us what a gift that is to become a part of what it means to be your hands and feet in this world. So bless this offering now, God, and may you get all glory and honor. In your name we pray. Amen. Please sing with us.
Call on your name. Will you meet us here? When I gaze into your loveliness,
this place. A good way to end out our time. I'm going to begin with asking you to be honest with me. How many of you remember taking Saturday night baths? There's a few. How many of you don't have any idea what I'm talking about? Awesome. I remember very well Saturday night baths. I remember getting up and milking cows in the morning, going to school. I used to run for love chilly out, and my feet were still warm when I'd run through them. Some of you know what I mean. Then I'd also look in the pasture for these little things I called puffballs. Still barefoot, I'd run around, I'd kick those things, and they just disintegrate. I think they were mushrooms that had gone bad. Am I right? I don't know. I just remember calling them puffballs. And I think I threw a few at my sister, but I'm not sure. But they would always turn into smoke. And then the next thing that I remember as a strange little boy is I would take the towels away from the salt block so I could tip off the teeth so I could suck down the salt. But that was kind of what I would think that I could remember. But that was definitely one. Shelling some oats and chewing on it, and that was my treat. Or I'd go over to the wheat field and I'd make what I called wheat gum because it was real chewy. And I still would do that today sometimes if I could bring myself to do it. And then I remember walking in the woods as a kid, talking to myself, but we're going to leave that for another time. But after what I told you, can you imagine washing my feet? I can't. That's right. Yeah, they said there can't be any more after that.
But I'd like to switch gears just a little bit.
And I was happiest when everyone was happy around me. And so I made it my goal, almost my mission, that if there was conflict, I wanted to take care of it because I didn't like it. I wanted everything to be happy, and it was part of who I was. And I wondered, what makes us like that? What makes us... But have you ever thought about what makes you who you are? What gives us a desire to be loved or a desire to love others? What do you think would drive you to love others so much that it would actually be a sacrificial love that you would give beyond your comfort? What brings people to extravagant devotion to God no matter what the cost? When it happens or why it happens, but I know it's God's work, is when that shifts from something out of obedience to something out of all of a sudden you're passionate about because your heart has changed and you begin to love to serve. And I can't even look at my life. I tried to think back as to when that transition took place because I know it took place somewhere. Because if I'm right, most of us start out as a selfish little baby that cry over every need that we have, and all of a sudden we begin to change, and all of a sudden those things of our needs aren't as quite as important. For our lives. We can't but help but begin to love what we do. I honestly believe that. The amazing thing is what God does through us, without any doubt in my mind, changes us, changes who we are. And my prayer is that as we go through the text today, that the truth of that statement will become a whole lot clearer to all of us, me included. Before we get into that, however, I think it's important that we recap just a little of what we discussed last week. As we talked about in December, what Jesus was doing in chapter 12, we remember Jesus came to the house in Bethany to help the Lazarus from the dead. To give a simple example, Bethany was built on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives. They were just about 2 miles from Jerusalem. It was kind of the last stop of that end of the line station there. And last week in chapter 12, John started off with telling us that it was just 6 days before Passover, and a dinner was being given in Jesus' honor at Lazarus' home. Also last week, we heard about the extravagant devotion, I say, of Martha as she served, and Mary as she anointed Jesus' feet with some very, very expensive perfume that was worth a year's wages. And then also from chapter 12, we've heard about Jesus' complaint about the incredible waste of this expensive perfume. But did you notice that he didn't complain about the amount of food that Martha brought him? The reality of Jesus' heart's desire was becoming clear. It was coming out into the open over his concern of money. Things that didn't matter about so much about Jesus. We read that Jesus knew this time for him was about to leave the world. It was coming. He was going to go to the Father, as it says in verse 1. He came from the Father and was going to return to the Father. So I'd like to begin by looking at verses 2 through 5. We're going to start there and see what was about to take place. And Faye read this, but we're going to do it again. The evening meal was being prepared, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Washed their feet as they entered to make them completely clean. But as we read today, here Jesus became like that slave. He performed this lowly service
that was reserved for slaves. Now imagine Jesus, creator, king of the world, savior of the world, sitting at the feet of the disciples. At least I thought about that. I thought of the watch and the feet and left out. We've got to do this. And at the beginning, he got up, used his feet, and went to the watch. And can you imagine what emotions he would have put to him at the time? Can you imagine the emotions that he had put to his feeling at that time? Put the whole new light on how we should serve. That's what we're going to find out in just a little bit, that Jesus says, I am setting an example for you of how to serve.
Can you imagine serving the very one that was about to betray you unto death?
Isn't that bad for Jesus? Yeah. So let's read on from verses 6 to 9. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, he said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I'm doing, but maybe you will understand, Peter. But Peter said, no, you shall never
And then in verse 9, when Peter says, okay, not my feet, wash my hands and my head, and you can almost see Peter sticking out his big old smelly fisherman feet and his large, strong, and rough fisherman hands, and then even bowing his head before Jesus, my head too, Lord. Wash all of me. To me, I see Peter as a very emotional man. As I read on about Peter, as we read on through Scripture, we see that he becomes a leader, a passionate leader. We see someone who was willing to step out and try to walk across the water. We then read about Peter who denied Christ, not once, not twice, but three times. And yet Peter becomes this passionate leader once again as he repents, as he becomes an obedient follower. Answers Peter. And Jesus answered him, he said, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, Peter, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not every one of you was clean. Jesus just answered Peter in such a beautiful way. Peter, I know your heart. To know that we don't have to be perfect. We just have to be redeemed. We have to know what forgiveness and where that comes from. You know, I don't know fully how this happens, but I believe there is a point and a time in our life that I referred to early where we begin to live in obedience. And we begin to love in a whole new way. And yes, we make mistakes, but there's something that changes in us that makes us not want to be lukewarm anymore, but wants us to be on fire, something that drives us to Jesus Christ. Listen to what John 14:15 says, and it's a simple and powerful statement. If you love me, Jesus says, you will do. If it was up to us, I'd still be running through the pasture, running through cow pies, kicking puffballs. James 2:14 through 26 says something that is very unique to me, and I'm going to read all of it because I...
How good is it, my brother, if a man believes to have faith but have no deeds? And to put this faith to faith in. Suppose it's the point of a brother or sister is to have hope and be inspired. If you have a person with a devil and make you fail, you do not know what faith is and you have no faith in the deeds. In the same way,
righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he thank you. Christine.